Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3389 BN. Today's date is June 27th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Using Same Playbook Medical Emergency. Everything will be on full display. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now being forced into a debate. And I do believe they're being forced in there by their own party, Obama. And what's very interesting is that there are stories now coming out about Michelle Obama and how she is not campaigning for the Bidens because they don't like the way Hunter treated his ex-wife. Which is very interesting in itself, because once again, why are they bringing this up? Why is this important now? Or are they just trying to get Michelle's name out there? Because they're saying that the Obamas and the Bidens, they're not getting along. It sounds like there's a narrative that is being built to separate them, which I find very, very interesting. But you could see the Biden administration, they're going to try to do the same thing they did the last time back in 2020. Remember when they came out and they said, well, I got this letter from 51 former intelligence officials, and they say the laptop is Russian disinformation. Well, now everyone knows, I think we do from the very, very beginning, that this was a bunch of baloney. But now everyone realizes it has been proven in court documents. The FBI actually tells everyone, yes, the information on the laptop matches the information on the cloud. The serial numbers match. The laptop is real. But again, those individuals that signed the letter, they don't care. They're not taking it back and retracting it. They're saying, you know something? I did it and I'm proud I did it. Now Biden is doing what? Now he's got a letter from 16 Nobel Prize winners for the economy. And they're saying that Trump's policies, what he wants to do with the economy with tariffs and getting rid of income tax, is going to create inflation like we've never seen before. Is anyone really believing this? Because all you got to do is go back in time. Remember when Trump was in the White House? Inflation was very low. Country was energy independent. People had jobs. People had more money in their pocket. He revitalized industry, placed tariffs on China. He showed everyone, I'm going to place tariffs on China. You remember what they said back then? Oh my God, we're going to see products skyrocket. It's going to hit the consumer. iPhones are going to be $15, $16, $17, $18, $2,000. Well, you know what? Inflation went up with Biden, not Trump. Trump has the leverage here. This is going to fail like everything else. This is not going to work to Biden's advantage. Now, we know that the entire debate is fixed. We know that this was all set up. And I do believe Obama probably came to Biden and say, listen, if you have the debate, this is what we can do. There'll be no audience to, you know, freak you out or anything like that, because we know what happens when there's a lot of people cheering and doing things. We'll make sure that nobody's around. We'll give you lots of breaks. There'll be a 1 to 2 minute delay on the broadcast, which is not normal. and we'll be able to pump you up with drugs. So this way you can do the debate and we will control everything. We'll give you the questions ahead of time and we'll make sure that the moderators are on your side and they run interference for you if you get messed up or something like that. I do believe this is how Obama convinced Biden and team this is the right thing to do. And they did it outside of the debate commission, which is very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is they're keeping all the reporters out except for CNN. And the White House correspondent reporters, they have to watch it on a feed. Now, they're petitioning saying, we would like to be in there just in case there's some type of medical emergency. What medical emergency? Are they planning to have something happen so they could stop the debates if something should happen? If all of a sudden Biden breaks down, are they looking to cancel the debates? Remember, they have a 1 to 2 minute delay. So if something happens, he freezes up. He can't answer the question. They can actually, and they have time to do this, they can edit certain things. And if it gets worse, they can actually shut things down where nobody sees anything. Is this what they're planning to do? But again, what do you think is going to happen? This information will get out to the public, just like everything else. Now, remember, you have to make it look like that everything is fine. And then all of a sudden, information is leaked and people start questioning it. And people start to say, I saw something on there. It was very strange in what happened in the debates. But now we're seeing it all over social media. I do believe with this debate, we're going to see a lot of things that are going to be a full display. I don't mean he's going to have a major breakdown. I mean, if there is a medical emergency, it will give him the excuse to cancel if he's starting to completely implode on himself. Because remember, they can only juice him up so much. Or when you really think about it, during the break, when they have to give him the next dose of medication, will Obama instruct them, listen, don't give him everything. Leave some of it out. Make sure he breaks down. I want the people to see this. We need to start the narrative in removing him. So let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But I do believe Trump knew all of this going in. He never wanted Biden to take the drug test. He never wanted any of the things that he was talking about for Biden to do, because then he couldn't use it against him. Because if he took the drug test, they'd say it's inconclusive. Then what do you do? He would rather him deny or say reject the drug test, reject everything that Trump is telling him to do. This way, Trump can continually use this against him. Now, Trump, he went into this debate. He knew exactly what they were going to do. I mean, he's no fool. He knew that they give the questions to Biden. He knows that they're controlling the whole thing. They know that these individuals who are moderating, they're not unbiased. They're all for Biden. He knows he's going into the deep state den, but he's going to use this against them. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what's happening at the border here, because we know the border is a complete and utter disaster. We're seeing all these murders by illegals, and that's exactly what they are. They are individuals who entered this country illegally, and then the government, which is really the deep state players, they decided, you know something? We won't vet them. We'll let them out in the U.S., and we don't care if they're criminals. We don't care if they're drug traffickers, human traffickers, MS-13 gang members, terrorists, rapists, murderers. We don't care. But the people, they're starting to see murder after murder after murder, and it's all being committed by illegals. And I do believe this is why the House now is pushing to remove Mayorkas. Now, of course, you have to remember, we're in a criminal syndicate. We have installed individuals in the Senate, and they're going to try to block everything. But the House, they will show the people, we are fighting to get rid of him. We're fighting to get rid of his salary. We're fighting all the way. And the installed people are the ones blocking it. So when you see more murders, when you see an event, who do you blame? Is it the House Republicans that are trying to get rid of him? Or do you blame the installed individuals like Schumer? Because remember, he's blocked the impeachment case. Do you blame them? It makes it very, very clear in who's responsible for all of this. And what's very interesting, Mayorkas, he came out and said, listen, there is no 400 people that are in the country. There's no one that's loose. This is all inaccurate. You know this is going to come back to haunt him. You know there's going to be an event and everyone's going to be looking at him going, wait a minute, you told us this wasn't going to happen. You told us that this information was inaccurate. How did it happen then? And everyone's going to be looking at him. And everyone's going to be looking at those in the Senate who blocked his impeachment. Representative Mike Waltz responded to what Mayorkas said, and he said, "We were briefed. It was actually worse. The situation on the ground is actually worse." And this is why the House is moving to defund Mayorkas. The GOP-led House voted to defund Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas because of his handling of the border crisis. A group of 193 Republican lawmakers voted to pass the amendment that Representative Andy Biggs sponsored for appropriations legislation that aims to provide tens of billions of dollars to the Homeland Security Department in the next fiscal year. All voting Democrats, 172 of them, and one Republican opposed the measure. 72 members, including 28 Republicans and 44 Democrats, did not cast a vote. That tells you everything you need to know right there. And remember, this is different than what Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene did. She wanted to reduce Mayorkas' salary to $1, but that failed to pass. But again, this has to go up to where? It has to go to the Senate. First, it has to go to the House, because the appropriations bill still needs a final vote in the House, which is, I do believe, coming up Friday. And then it goes to the Senate, which is democratically run. So is it going to pass the Senate? Well, if they didn't impeach him, do you really think they're going to reduce his salary? Absolutely not. But people see what the House is doing. And I do believe this is very important to show the people, we know there's a problem. We know that he's responsible. It's the D's that are blocking us every step of the way. And when there's an event, people are going to really wake up and go, whoa, wait a minute. The GOP was right. The Patriots there, they were right. We should have gotten rid of him. This would have never happened. Absolutely. And the other thing that we know is that there's a lot of child trafficking going on in this country. And who is assisting child trafficking, women trafficking? It's the CIA. It's the FBI. It's the criminal syndicate. That's who is assisting all this. And what's very interesting is that Mudraker put this out and said, exclusive footage of federal contractors delivering children across the United States. At least one of these contractors is CIA affiliated. Sun Tzu responded to this and said, this is a must-watch video. Do you realize what this means? We have a video evidence of a child being delivered to from across the border to a CIA affiliate actor. And yes, the CIA is involved in gun running, drug smuggling, human trafficking, child trafficking, you name it. They are involved in all of this. Remember when they said there's a war on drugs? Well, the war on drugs was the CIA, and they had a war against all others that were supplying drugs because they wanted to be the only supplier of the drugs. That was the war on drugs. So here they are, and they're caught trafficking children. Where's the 85,000 children? Where did they go? Why did Biden decide, you know something? We're not going to have a DNA test at the border. When we look at the parents, when we look at the child, we're just going to trust them. Why would they do this? I think we know why. Because they know that they're trafficking these children. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the House Judiciary Committee, they just voted to hold Joe Biden's ghostwriter, Mark Zwanzer, in contempt of Congress. So here we have another individual who is in contempt. We have Merrick Garland. Now we have the ghostwriter, Mayorkas. He's being impeached in the House. Of course, the Senate is blocking it. And you can see that the Patriots, they're moving forward in showing the people, these are the people that are responsible for all these. These are the people that have committed crimes. And every day that passes, when an event occurs or something else happens, people will be looking to the House, looking to these individuals, and looking at those people that are continually blocking it. This is going to tell the people everything they need to know. And the people, they're going to realize, wow, the criminal syndicate is protecting their own. That's what people are seeing. Remember, we're playing within their system. We don't have control of the system. I do believe Trump has control of the country, but within the House, within the Senate, remember, these are the elected people. We do not have control there. Plus, Trump, I do believe, wants to show the people, Look how evil these people are. Look at the criminal syndicate. You see who they really are? They're protecting their own. And when there's an event, people will see it very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that we know is that the deep state players, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, they're really pushing the idea that we need to shut down platforms, we need to censor, we need to do whatever we need to do. And we could see that we now have the EU out there doing this. We have the UN doing this, which we'll be getting to in just a sec. But before we get to that, let's talk about what's happening with X and other platforms, because it seems that they're now shifting away from AU10 ticks to Stripe. So Patrick Webb put this out and said, AU10 ticks, a company that verifies the identities of Twitter, X, TikTok, and Uber users by processing photographs of their faces and pictures of their driver's licenses, has been leaking a set of administrative credentials online over the last year, allowing for hackers to access users' sensitive data, according to a newly obtained internal report. And now we have X saying, you know something, we will not be using this company anymore. We'll be using Stripe. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of companies moving away from this, because again, why would they be leaking this information? Think about this for a second. This is all being done on purpose. Who do you think the hackers are? It's the deep state players. It's the criminals. But you could see the deep state players, they are now going all out to combat misinformation, hate speech, and everything else. The United Nations has unveiled the latest in a series of censorship initiatives. This one dubbed the Global Principles for Information Integrity. I love the names they come up with. Translation, we're going to censor you if we don't like what you're saying. The topic is harm from misinformation and disinformation and hate speech. And this is presented with a sense of urgency, calling for immediate actions from, once again, the usual group of entities that are supposed to execute censorship: governments, tech companies, media, advertisers, PR firms. And we have Antonio Guterres, the head of the UN. He's presenting a plan to shut down hate speech, misinformation, disinformation. And he's letting everyone know, we need to control this now any way we possibly can. Now, I do believe they're going to have a major, major problem trying to control what people are saying. They will give it their best shot. They will try to censor as many people as they possibly can. The EU will probably go crazy telling Twitter, telling YouTube, Truth and Rumble and the rest, you must remove this. Now, there's going to be a lot of platforms that are going to push back and say, absolutely not. You don't tell us what to do. We're an American company and we have the right to allow these people to speak freely. And they haven't violated any of our terms of service. This is, I do believe, is going to be a major, major problem for the deep state players, because once again, when you don't have control over certain platforms, people are going to see the truth. People are going to realize that they're being censored on platforms, because what they'll do is they'll look at the other platforms and they'll say, wait a minute, this person was censored there, but he duplicated or she duplicated his work or her work on the other platform. I can read it. And why did they censor them? This is the truth. So this is all going to fall apart on them in the end, which leads me to believe that when they can't control anything, you got to bring everything down. And I do believe that's where we're headed. We're still headed towards a communication blackout. And I do believe at the right time, at the right moment, this is when they're going to do it. Now, think about it. As we approach the presidential election and we start to see the cyber attack narrative build, we know we're heading towards war. What are they going to do? They're going to use the cyber attack to do what? To shut down communications. So I do believe, and also to show that the financial institutions, they were hit. This is why the economy is crashing. This is why the market's crashing. So they're going to use this to explain away everything. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, this is what they're going to do, because we could see that war is building every single day. Remember, when Trump was in office, North Korea was not firing missiles. North Korea wasn't testing their hypersonic missiles. North Korea wasn't testing separate mobile warheads. They weren't testing any of this. Why? Because Trump spoke to Kim Jong-un. He had peace with Kim Jong-un, and he wasn't going to fire missiles. Now we see the complete opposite. Remember, when Trump came into office back in 2016, Obama told him, here are the people that you got to worry about. One of them was General Flynn, because he knew where all the bodies were buried. The other was Kim Jong-un, because Kim Jong-un, he was going to be used to start World War III. And once again, he didn't want Trump interacting with him. So what did Trump do? He interacted with him and he had peace. He countered everything that they were going to try to do. And he did this very early on. And you could see at this point, what is North Korea doing? They are now continually testing their missile systems. They have successfully tested a multiple warhead missile capability. So every day that passes, North Korea is continually pushing the envelope. And this is being done on purpose because, again, what's the 16-year plan? To bring us to World War III. I do believe Trump is going to be using all of this against them in the end. And now there's rumors, and this is coming from South Korea, so you can take it any way you want to take it. They're saying that North Korea might send troops to Ukraine. Now, if this happens, this is going to open up the playing field. Now, the Pentagon is out there saying that if North Korea does this, they will be cannon fodder. And if somebody gets hurt, remember, they're not going to the fight. They're going to go there to repair things. But if they do get hit and they are taken out, North Korea just entered the war, if you really want to look at it that way. And you could see how this is building right now, and it's going to continue to build. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that there was an attempted coup in Bolivia, and it looks like it failed. Now, was this driven by the CIA or was it driven by something else? But what's very interesting about all of this is that the president of Bolivia and the general that was actually fired, they had a discussion, a private discussion, and then all of a sudden the coup kind of ended. So this is very interesting how this is all playing out. But the other thing that's really interesting is that the army now is stiffening their rules, barring extremists. And they don't want their soldiers wearing anything, donating to anything that has to do with extremists. Now, once again, are they talking about the Trump supporters? What are they actually really talking about when they say this? So the new rule clarifies soldiers on active duty or in reserve or National Guard. They cannot knowingly participate in or support any extremist activity in or out of uniform, according to two new memorandums that Army Secretary Christine Wormuth sent to the force. Those courts supporting extremist or gang activity, including wearing clothing, flying flags, or supporting bumper stickers on their vehicles in support of extremist views, must be reported to their commanders, who are now required to report all such allegations to the Defense Department Inspector General and the Army's Criminal Investigation Division. So, are they talking about Trump flags? Are they talking about being a Trump supporter? This is very, very interesting. But remember, these individuals, they must remember their oath. They took an oath, not to Trump, but to the Constitution, to protect this land from foreign and domestic enemies. So once again, when they say extremists, are they talking about the Patriots? And this is very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is look what the White House is doing with our tax money. They are now celebrating LGBTQ pride using our tax dollars, and they made the White House poles all different colors and basically spending a lot of money on this, which is absolutely ridiculous. Right now we have open borders. We have people getting killed. We have war being kicked up all over the place. The economy is crashing. Inflation is out of hand, but the debt is completely out of control, and this is what they're worried about. Again, why are they doing this? Because these are the crazies that they support. And they will use these individuals because, remember, these are the people that are in Antifa. These are the people that are in the administration now. They must continually support them. And I do believe this is actually coming from the Obama administration and the unelected. And they are trying to support their foot soldiers every step of the way. Remember, they make up the minority of this country, very, very small percentage compared to the rest of the country. And they're rolling out the red carpet, and you can see all the corporations are all involved in this. And again, this is more like a religion, a cult now. Really think about that. And think about what's happening in our schools, and think about what Trump has done with the Ten Commandments. I do believe all this is going to be turned on them. I do believe you're going to see these individuals argue themselves out of the schools, argue themselves out of everything. Because again, this is looking more like a religion, more like a cult every single day. Can you imagine if we hung up hetero flags and hetero banners all over the place? I mean, really think about this for a second. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that we now have Representative Barry Loudermilk. He is now intervening in the Bannon case and the Navarro case, where Navarro's in prison. So they sent in the 11th hour amicus brief filed by Representative Barry Loudermilk. And basically, he is now submitting this to the nation's highest court to consider Bannon's emergency request to delay his 4th-month prison sentence for contempt of Congress. And he makes the case saying, by the way, the unselect committee that they put together, well, it really wasn't sanctioned by the minority. And he offered a technical and procedural challenge, arguing that the failure of former Speaker Nancy Pelosi to allow Republicans to pick their own ranking member on the Democratic-run January 6th Select Committee violated the rules Congress set for itself and therefore tainted the committee's efforts to compel Bannon to testify and to hold him in criminal contempt when he defied a subpoena back in 2022. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health, even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. The Select Committee violated the House rules, the House regulations for the use of depositions authority, which govern the Select Committee's authority and ability to issue subpoenas and conduct depositions of witnesses. Loudermilk argued in the brief filed with the support from the American First Legal public interest law firm, the House was not properly informed of this violation when it voted to hold Mr. Bannon in contempt. The Select Committee did not have a minority ranking member and therefore could not have complied with its mandate prior to eliciting deposition testimony. Thus, the Select Committee improperly asserted to the House that Mr. Bannon refused to appear for a duly executed deposition. The Select Committee's enforcement of the subpoena and the prosecution of Mr. Bannon for failing to participate in the deposition was factually and procedurally invalid. And Pelosi rejected the House GOP's candidates for the January 6th committee, including a ranked member, and instead handpicked Trump critic and GOP Liz Cheney, who's really a Democrat, to serve as a vice chairwoman, and another GOP critic, Representative Adam Kinzinger, who just said, I'm voting for Biden because he's actually a Democrat, to serve as the committee member. Why do you think they picked them? Why didn't they let the GOP put the people they want in there? Because they would have blown the whole Select Committee out of the water. They would have shown that, hey, wait a minute, they're hiding certain information. And they didn't want to do that. Speaker Johnson put this out on X and said, the bipartisan legal advisory group voted 3-2 to file a brief with the D.C. Circuit in the case against Steve Bannon. The amicus brief will be submitted after Bannon files a petition for rehearing and bank and will be in support of neither party. It will withdraw certain arguments made by the House earlier in the litigation about the organization of the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol during the prior Congress. House Republicans' leadership continue to believe Speaker Pelosi abused her authority when organizing the Select Committee. So, again, the court has to make a ruling on this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. And it depends who's making the ruling on this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Julie Kelly points this out, since we're talking about January 6th, the Unselect Committee. We know there was a huge amount of confidential human sources there. We know that Nancy Pelosi, she was completely and utterly responsible for protecting the Capitol. She knew exactly what was going to happen. She had her daughter make a documentary so she would have some type of cover story and make her look surprised that, hey, why didn't people tell me that we should have the National Guard? Basically, all of this is going to be in her email, in her text, and everything else that she always knew. And we knew that the pipe bomber, well, that guy was never found. They knew who it was. They knew the license plate. They have video of the person. The person waved to the Capitol Police, but they just can't find the guy. It's amazing. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Jim Jordan and Representative Thomas Massie want more info from former DCDHS Chief Donald Havern about his uncanny prediction about an explosive device on January 6th. Harvin performed tabletop exercises before January 6th, gaming out a potential pipe bomb scenario. They always like to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And yes, here we go. This entire January 6th insurrection was created to go after Trump. It was an insurrection against Trump. You can only have an insurrection against a sitting president. Biden was not what? The president. Nothing was certified. He's not inaugurated. Trump is still the sitting president. Now, if Trump knew their plan and he knew they were going to have an insurrection against him, do you interfere with their plan? You don't. Because if you're looking to take control of the country and you're looking to activate the military with an exception, which is an insurrection, what do? You let them go through with it. You catch them in the act. And then you put it out on Twitter. Go home peacefully. And when they don't, the insurrection is complete. The military is then activated. And right there, Trump took control of the country. This way, he could wake the people up. This way, he could show everyone what the deep state is truly trying to do. They're trying to destroy this country. And every day that passes, people see more and more evidence of what they have done during the 2020 election. Remember the 51 spies who lied about the Hunter Biden laptop computer, saying it was Russian op when they all knew it was not? Well, it looks like a new Freedom of Information Act emails came out, and this is coming from Judicial Watch, by the way. It shows that the CIA was panicking and making sure all hands were on deck to stop the Hunter Biden laptop from hell spreading like wildfire shortly before the 2020 election. In October of 2020, just days before the presidential election, the 51 former intelligence officials signed and published a letter that lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. So they put it out in the email that this is a rush job and needs to get out as soon as possible because they needed it out there to interfere with the election. They rigged the election by putting this out there. Absolutely unbelievable. Then Paul Sperry put this out and said, claiming operational security, the CIA is withholding from Congress the names of additional paid CIA contractors among the 51 Intel officials who signed the 10-19-20 letter to discredit Hunter laptop scandal as Russian disinfo and help Biden in the debate 3 days later. So I think we all knew this, but now the public is starting to learn this. And this is treason at the highest level. This is election interference, and this is rigging of the election. And this is what people are seeing right now. And as we get into the debate, and as the debate approaches, we can see the whole thing is controlled by whom? By the CIA, by the FBI, by all these individuals. Remember, CNN is an arm of the CIA, the FBI. They're the propaganda outlet. They feed them information. They don't think on their own. And what's very interesting, we have Clapper, we have Brennan. These individuals, they're all part of it. Emily Jasinski put this out and said, Clapper lied in a deposition about leaking very dubious intel to CNN. Clapper then admitted he did it. Tapper won a journalism award for running a credulous story on the leak. Clapper also misled the public about the leak, claiming he did not believe the IC was behind it when it actually came from him. CNN then hired Clapper. So this was all about the Steele dossier and everything else. And you could see how this is all part of the criminal syndicate. And every day that passes, more and more information is coming out to confirm all of this. And once again, we're heading towards a debate, and looks like Biden is using the same old playbook. They put out a letter from 16 Nobel economists, and Biden is going to try to use this against Trump. This is what he used during the debate in 2020, but it was the 51 Intel officers, and that entire letter and everything that they said was completely and utterly fake, phony, and false. So once again, they're trying to use this 16 Nobel Prize economist, where they're going to say that anything that Trump is saying is going to be detrimental to the economy. He's going to create inflation, and it's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Is anyone going to believe this? Is anyone going to say, oh my God, yeah, the last time you did this, it was all fake, and you're trying to do this once again? We saw what the economy looked like. We know what the economy was when Trump was in office. And once again, you have to understand, the economists, the central bank, the fake news, they're all on the side of the central bank system. Trump is going to get rid of the central bank system, where he's going to change the structure to actually return the creation of currency back to we the people. And I do believe this is why they're using this against Trump. Of course, they need ammo to say that he is wrong. But again, they said this back in 2016. Oh, if Trump pushes his policies, he will destroy the economy. If Trump pushes his tariffs, prices will go up. If Trump removes regulations, we're going to see inflation. None of these things actually happened. Actually, everything that happened was the opposite. And what's very interesting is that it looks like all these left-leaning outlets out there and all the polls are trying to convince everyone that the D's, they don't want to watch the debate whatsoever. It's Republicans that are more invested in watching tonight's debate between Biden and Trump. I do believe the D's, most of them are in limbo, and I do believe they're going to be watching just to see, does Biden have it or not have it? And if Biden doesn't have it, they'll be left out in the cold. Who do they go to? Are they going to go to Trump? Most likely not. Are they going to go to RFK? Maybe. I do believe Obama, this is his strategy to set it up where the people look at Biden, go, yeah, you know what? This guy, he's a mess. This guy cannot be president right now. This guy can't run for president. This is the guy we can't vote for, but we don't want Trump and we really don't want RFK. There might be a couple of people go to RFK. And I do believe Obama is setting this up to do what? To usher in the change of batter. And I do believe they're already starting the narrative for this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Instagram right now, they changed a setting on their app. And of course, what are they saying? It was accidentally done. They always do this. When people find out that, hey, look, something was changed here, they say, oh, no, that was a bug. When people don't find out, they don't say a word. So when people detect it and people find out, then they have to come up with an explanation of why they did this. They didn't have to do anything like this with this political function. So they announced that they accidentally changed users' default settings to limit political content ahead of the presidential debate. The change applies to all users, even if you have previously turned the setting off. Think about this for a second. Think about how they're trying to interfere in the elections. And again, it's Zuckerbucks. It's the same thing all over again. But again, Trump, he knew what he was getting into. He knew that they were going to control this. He knows that they're the deep state. He knows that there's going to be no audience. He knows that he's really debating Jake Tapper and Dana Bash and others. He knows that Biden's going to be pumped up. He knows that there's a 1 to 2 minute delay. He knows all of this. And I do believe he's using this to his advantage. We know that it's not a level playing field by any stretch, but it is the playing field we are used to. And it's always the other team with the home team advantage, not us. America Thinker put this out. Trump, the chess master, is perfectly comfortable on his battlefield. He will harp on all of these defects during and after the debate to his benefit. Trump wants to be able to talk about Biden being on something. But if Biden's drug test is negative or inconclusive, Trump can't play that up on the campaign trail. The same is true if The debates are conducted in a perfectly non-biased way where the playing field is level. If things don't go Trump's way, he cannot play up the fact that the moderator was a jerk. The questions favored Biden, and the entire debate was rigged against him from the moment it started. All of this, drugs, bias, and the press generally conspiring with the president to rig the debate against Trump, allows Trump to continue the narrative that Biden is so incompetent, he has to be drugged up to appear at a debate. His henchmen in the media were overzealous in silencing 45's Mick just as they gagged him in New York. And the Democrat media complex was once again prevented the American people from participating in a public presidential debate. So you can see going into this, I do believe they went outside the debate commission. Obama convinced Biden, you got to do this. And he said, don't worry about it. We're going to keep control. You're going to look good. It's going to work out in your favor. Knowing that most likely things will probably go the opposite way. Now, I don't mean he's going to malfunction. He might. But if things go wrong, what happens if they have to stop it? What do they do? We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that The Hill put out a poll and it says the swing states deciders trust Trump more than Biden to protect democracy. Stephen Miller responded to this and said, turns out voters think prosecuting your political opponent isn't very democratic. So the people of this country, they see the truth. They understand that Trump, he made the economy great. They trust him with the economy, not Biden. They see that Trump is better for democracy, and we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and everything is completely and utterly against Biden. Remember, Trump actually has the leverage on the issues, and Trump is going to use that against Biden. But I do believe Trump, he took this on because, again, he's the victim. Everything is against him. The deep state, the entire criminal apparatus is against him, trying to stop him, trying to interfere in the election. And he wants everyone to see this. On the other side, I do believe Obama set this up to start the process in removing Biden. Paul Sperry put this out and said, White House press corps has petitioned CNN to open up the debate studio to reporters who for now have to watch a feed from a building across the street because they believe there may be a medical emergency involving one of the Prez candidates requiring an on-scene coverage. A medical emergency? Is he trying to say that if things don't go the way they want it to go and Biden starts to malfunction, that they're going to say there's an emergency? I mean, is he going to have a panic attack? Is he going to have a heart attack? Will he faint? I mean, we're going to have to watch to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Charlie Kirk put this out, Hill source just informed me that it's not just Merrick Garland blocking the release of the her recording, but that Joe Biden himself and his closest aides are personally digging their heels in to ensure they never see the light of day. What's on those tapes that Biden is so desperate to keep hidden? Who is really pushing this? Because remember, Obama talks to his aides all the time. Obama instructs these individuals in what to do. So if Biden is saying, I don't want this release, this is coming from his aides, it's coming really from Obama. I do believe this is set up for the right moment, the right time, because there's going to put a lot of pressure on Biden to step down. If he doesn't step down, Obama is going to give the okay to release the audio tapes. And Merrick Garland is instructed to hold steady. Let's see if he steps down on his own. If he doesn't, we will push him out. Now, what's very interesting is that all over the place, there's articles about Michelle Obama now, how she's frustrated with the Bidens and how she will not campaign for Joe Biden because she doesn't like how the Biden family exiled her close friend Kathleen Buell after her messy divorce from Hunter Biden. I mean, really think about this for a second. They're bringing this story out now before the debate, and she won't campaign because they don't like the way the Biden family is actually treating Hunter's ex-wife. I mean, really think about this. Why have they started the narrative? Why are they now bringing Michelle Obama out saying, hey, she's not going to campaign because of this reason, that she doesn't like the Bidens? I do believe what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to separate Michelle Obama from the Bidens and everything that Bidens have done and all their criminal activity. Saying, yeah, I never liked them either. I do believe they're starting the narrative right now. And I do believe they're preparing and getting ready for a change of batter. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see with all Trump's indictments, we know the deep state players, they've been funneling a lot of money into certain law firms. And now it is absolutely confirmed that the Democratic National Committee has funneled millions of dollars to law firms deeply engaged in a relentless lawfare campaign against Trump. The information was exposed through a review of the Federal Election Commission record. And according to the FEC filing, the DNC has paid close to $2 million since August 2021 to Kaplan Hecker and Fink LLP for legal services. The founding partner of this firm, Robert Kaplan, is known for representing E. Jean Carroll in her sexual assault and defamation suits against Trump. It's worth noting that from its inception in 2017 until 2021, the DNC has not paid this firm any services. The timing and nature of these payments raise eyebrows, given that Joshua Matz, another partner of Kaplan, Hecker, and Fink LLP, served as counsel for the House Judiciary Committee during both of Trump's impeachment trials. It should be noted that both Judge Kaplan and Robert Kaplan, they are not related, by the way, they previously worked together at the same prestigious law firm in the 90s. So, yes, this is all part of it. And now the people are learning this. It's the criminal syndicate. You could see it. It's very, very clear. And what's very interesting is everyone's trying to guess the vice president here. And we could see that there are certain individuals, the elites, they're trying to push Nikki Haley into becoming the VP. But Trump, I do believe he's picked the VP a long time ago. He said he was going to announce the VP at the Republican National Convention. He also said, oh, the VP might be sitting in the audience during the debate or might attend the debate, be watching the debate. But again, I do believe he plays with the media. He plays with everyone to get people watching. And I do believe he's going to mention who the VP is at the RNC. But what's very interesting is that Mark Levin put this out and said, huge last-minute desperate push behind the scenes by wealthy GOP donors and Rhino corporate media for Trump to choose Nikki Haley for VP running mate. Don Jr. responded to this and said, Nikki Haley, who served as the puppet of a Democrat billionaires and warmongers, would be a wonderful choice as my dad wants to get impeached within about 7 seconds of being sworn in. She's their last hope. Yeah, she's on standby. We said this from the very beginning. They're hoping that he drops out. They're hoping that they get him on an indictment or something. But again, it's not working and they're still pushing. Is it going to work? Absolutely not. But we can see that something very odd is happening out in Georgia. Now, remember, we've already known that the Georgia election should have never been certified. There's already proof out there. It was done in a courtroom. We had Liz Harrington. She lays it all out and how they cheated in the election. And then Owen Gregorian put this out and said, election integrity at stake in Georgia. Fulton County, Georgia seeks to destroy 2020 election ballots amid ongoing lawsuits. In an ongoing lawsuit concerning the 2020 election, attorneys for Fulton County, Georgia made a controversial argument yesterday that they suggested of destroying the ballots. Why would they destroy, or should I say cover up, the evidence? They don't want people to know that they rigged the election. Scott Adams responded to this and said, election rigging confirmed. That's my opinion based on this. And he's absolutely right. They did rig the election. And what they do is they cover it up. They cover it up by destroying the evidence. And you know what always gets you? It's the cover up. And this is why Governor Kemp of Georgia didn't vote for anyone in the Republican Party. He didn't vote for Trump because, again, he was part of it. He helped. Same thing with Raffensperger. They helped make sure that Trump wasn't winning the election in Georgia. And now it's all falling apart around him. And you could see that he is not a patriot. And again, we could see the deep state players, they are now being caught up in all this because every day that passes and you see more of this evidence, you realize something has been going on in the 2020 election. This is why 62% of the people, and I do believe this number is going to be moving up, they believe that the 2020 elections were rigged. And people now are looking at the 2024 election saying, I see the election interference, and I do believe they're going to be rigged. Because you don't have to be a rocket scientist to start to figure this out. When all these people are saying, yeah, we're not going to show you this. We're going to destroy the evidence. You don't need to see the signatures. Remember, this is the people's election. When people try to hide something from you, it means something's wrong. It should be completely transparent where everyone should be able to see everything. When they hide it from you, it tells you they committed a crime. They don't want you to see their crime. So they tried to destroy the evidence. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they wanted these people to do what they do best. Why interfere with them? Let them destroy the evidence. Remember, I do believe Trump and the military caught it all. They have all the information. So they're going to destroy the evidence. I do believe the military already has the information. So when it comes out and it shows that they went ahead and they decided to destroy or cover up, they are going to look so guilty, it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. And I do believe this is part of the sting operation to get these people. And I do believe the other part of the sting operation is maybe have the Supreme Court rule that the president does not have immunity. And this will enable Trump to go after the deep state players. Now, it looks like the Supreme Court is not going to rule today. They might rule on Friday, but they also extended it to next week. They sure are waiting a long time to release this ruling, don't you think? Because if it was that simple, and yes, presidents just have immunity, why didn't they come out with it as soon as they got it? It'd be an open and shut opinion. Why are they waiting so long? Maybe there's a lot of pressure on certain individuals. Maybe they're trying to convince a judge, a justice, that no, you must rule in this way, or we're going to release certain information. We've seen this before. And I do believe Trump is most likely counting on this. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just like when he brought the tax case all the way to the Supreme Court, he was hoping they keep coming after him. And he kept denying them. And they did exactly what he wanted. Same thing in the 2020 election. He was hoping they would change the law. And he made a really big deal about it. Didn't he make a really big deal about immunity? That the president must have immunity? Is he trying to force them into getting rid of immunity? I do believe so. But we'll have to see how this plays out. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. And he's hoping that they will, because he can get them on a lot of stuff later on. And I do believe this is all being done because Trump and the Patriots, they are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.